So with cross-device tracking, you identify that you're dealing with real people. But what's the next step?
Yeah, good question. So the first thing, like you said, is to know that you're dealing with real and specific unique people. And once you do that, there's a whole host of strategic insights that could open themselves up to you now that you know that you're dealing with an actual person and you can kind of analyze with some confidence instead of looking at different platforms maybe where you have some analytics data over here and some over there and you're like, you know, who are these people? We don't have good data. So once you have good data, you have a lot of confidence that they're unique people. You can say, what next? What do I do now? Well, a lot of marketers are just trying to, and a lot of companies are just trying to figure out which of their marketing is working best and where can they put more effort or more ad spend and where should they put less. And so, you know, for example, again, if you have cross-device marketing tracking actual people, you'd want to run a cohort report. And so say in June of last year, you had a really nice month because there was a lot of PR that happened that month. You had a couple of really big articles come out. You got a lot of traffic. And, you know, there were a bunch of sales. You know, it was a good month. It was more than usual. It was an increase. And so that tells you in the moment you got new traffic and you got new sales. But if you have a business where you're trying to get people to come back and buy over and over again, say on an e-commerce site where your reorder rate is really important to you and your lifetime value is really important to you, you can follow those people that came in June because of a PR bump month over month over month, 3 months later, 6 months later, 12 months later, what percentage of those people have come back and bought. And of course, you can segment this by actually coming from a specific website or a specific channel. And say in the next month, you know, you don't have any, that PR increase has kind of gone away and normalized. But you did well the previous month, so and you've gotten all this good content that came through the PR, so now you're going to spike your Facebook ad spend. So say you triple your Facebook ad spend in the following month. And again, you might get some sales right away, but you can track people coming back that clicked that Facebook ad or came in that particular month where you spiked ad spend. So now you can not just spike ad spend and hope for good dollars to come in the door and that it feels like there's an increase or something, but look 6 months later, 12 months later and say, when we did that ad spend, what was the exact reorder rate of that segment? And how does that compare to our global reorder rate across the business? How does that compare to the PR push that we did the previous month? And based on those answers, what should we do next? And so that's kind of a simple example of a cohort report and some questions you might be able to answer, and that would guide you on what to do next. You know, the like, classic marketing saying of 50% of my marketing is wasted, I just don't know what 50%. I think this starts to help us get to a point where we're following real people, seeing which channels they interact with. Say, you can look at reports that show, you know, if you have these three channels somewhere in their path, they're going to very likely convert, or they have a high conversion rate or a high lifetime value. Or you can say, if Facebook is anywhere in their path, they have a very high lifetime value or not. And again, that can maybe help you determine what you should do with your ad spend next. So to answer your question, once you have confidence that you're tracking real people, you can really start to have some confident strategic insights over a longer period of time based on, you know, real data to tell you lifetime value by channel, lifetime value by segment by a certain page on your site or a blog post that they saw or a certain product that they bought. If they buy this product, they're more likely to come back and buy again versus that product. So there's all sorts of things that you can figure out, but it all starts with knowing that you're dealing with real people that have multiple devices that are interacting with your business on more than one device.